the exhibit is the inspiration of a local artist who was listening to the Kavanaugh hearings and became, I guess you could say, enraged. She needed to do something more than just march, and she was inspired to ask other women artists to exhibit in this wonderful Women's Wave art exhibit.
Maria, you're an activist, you're an artist. How do some of these pieces relate to the Women's Wave?
Well, I think that women in particular are sensitive about what's happening in the United States at the moment, and some of these works really express that. I mean, we have a magnificent 3D piece, and it is in response to the Me Too movement. There's three torsos that are hanging from a framed screen.
Two of them have rips across the chest.
Yeah, right. In my opinion, it's when somebody treats you with disdain and feel like your heart is going to break. Then that's what those two represent to me. Mm-hmm. And I think that in these pieces represent the variety of ways that they respond to just the name of the exhibit, Women's Wave. There's a black and white photograph. It's of a woman in a diner, actually. It's very dramatic in terms of she's all alone. So it could be the isolation that a worker potentially would feel serving others.
And the chairs are empty at the diner.
They are, yeah. And that's why I think very solitary, very still.
The title actually is Waiting. And so there she is waiting, I guess, for her customers, her income perhaps, since she's behind the counter.
You know, I am noticing a lot of the artwork here, there is usually only one female figure in each piece, the majority of them.
And I think many artists, that's how they express their concern. And maybe that's the power of this show. There's so many, as you say, single figures that when they're shown as a group, then you see the power of each piece in relation to the other. And it's the same thing with the Women's March.
I think the other thing to build on that, I think you're exactly right, because we do feel, maybe we're the only person who feels this way. And when we come together, we feel maybe we can actually affect change. Yeah. And the lasting friendships have made.
That's right. We call it the sisterhood.
We're resista sisters.
Maria, Amy, thank you so much for your time. I really appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thanks, Aaron.